My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Boy, it was right as rain. Finally, a former NFL offensive lineman, a guard slash center at times. He said it. It's very difficult for these guys to come in from college anymore and do it. That's what makes... And the level of athleticism needed. Like, you look at a guy like Tristan Wirfs, who's moved into it. That's why, and people are going to roll their eyes. And, hey, I don't think he's God's gift to the position either. But that's what made Jed Wills enticing to the Browns, is that his athleticism is apparently very good. We haven't got to see a whole bunch of it all the time. I think a lot of people have ran out of patience with him. He's in his fifth year. This is a contract year. He still hasn't been out there. I think we always play the winning game every Wednesday. No, over the last couple of weeks, is he going to be out there? Is he not going to be out there? You know, what is it? Especially last week when head coach Kevin Stefanski said he was going to practice, then he didn't practice, and on Thursday he was limited. You know, it always seems to be this fit and start. And meanwhile, you have James Hudson there, who's doing the best he can, but he's a swing tackle at best in the NFL tone. I mean, that's as best of what you can say. It's leaving fans in a predicament to the point where, you know, I showed you some of the stuff where some fans are going, did the Browns leave themselves, should they be criticized for not being prepared to get this team ready with their tackles being hurt? Should they be held accountable? Should Andrew Berry and Di Podesta and everybody be held accountable for not going out and getting a veteran there?
What the Browns, you know, really felt, how they felt about the injury situation. Like, were they, boy, I don't know how to do this without accusing Wills of not being honest.
You can do it.
What else am I ready, so just go ahead and do it.
Well, what else am I supposed to do? They've been in conversation this whole time. Did they realistically think that Wills might not be ready until week four? Like, if they truly thought that, and then knowing the Conklin situation, then they would have added somebody, would they not have?
Well, they would have put him on IR so they have the roster spot at least, right? If it's four
right.
weeks, they might thought as well
he
throw
was,
him on there.
They thought he was going to be back. They thought, yes. You know, let's call it what it is. They thought he was going to be back. You don't need to be accusatory for that. Now, I can't sit there and say they guessed wrong. They had some information. They're not just going to sit there and go, okay, the doctors say he's not going to be back. Yeah, well, whatever. We're our own doctors. We're just going to stick him out there. No, somebody told them, who was a professional at what they do, that they were going to be okay to start the season there at that position.
We walked down the path, though, of accusing, right? And do you think it's a he's not in shape or he's not back from the injury yet?
I don't know.
Or something other than that?
I have no idea. I'm trying to walk the same line Lima is right now because I don't know what the hell's going on.
But it's odd.
I'll tell you right now, there's a lot of rumblings going on and I don't like it. That's as far as I'll go. That's as far as I'll go with it. Because I'm telling you. Go ahead.
Kenny, it's a contract year for Jedrick Wills. Building earlier, they show up in the off season. They come to all the mini camp stuff. This is weird.
I am trying my best because once you make like a couple years ago, Daryl says, "I go, but Daryl, once you say those sort of things, you know it's hard to take it back. That's a sincere insult." I'm trying my best not to, but I can't help when the rumblings are going on. That's all I'll say. You gotta love football. You gotta love it. Or the league will separate you if you don't. Or you have to be the Hall of Famer of Hall of Famers of Hall of Famers at your certain position. You have to be upper echelon. You basically, like Darrell Revis loved football and he loved money. And played for money. Okay, well, if you have the talent at your position Darrell Revis had, then you can go ahead and you can try it. But if you just love what football gives you, you're going to get sorted out pretty quickly. And I'm not defending James Hudson because it's indefensible, but I know he's doing his damnedest. I know James Hudson's doing his damnedest, and he's also playing on a hurt foot, ankle. He's doing his best. He ain't that great. Hey, that's what it is. So it's not like when we get mad at James Hudson, it's not like James Hudson is walking and moping around and just, you know, whatever. He's doing his best, but he's not as good as what your number one guy supposed to be. I mean, you got Josh Hines out. And Tone, I'm watching the video right now, which I probably shouldn't be. I should be locked into the chat with you just to make sure we're doing what you want to get in as well. But, I mean, he's getting bull rushed every time. It's not just Josh Hines out. It's everybody. He's not up to that snuff. That's all there is.
All right. Now, all there is. With that said, Kenny, I mean, isn't there something to be said for, man, I look at all these games around the league. We're talking about the trends of the depth of target being shallower and shallower. Teams are not putting their quarterback on those seven-step drops because they get killed. You saw what happened to Trevor Lawrence against Myles Garrett last week. So,
that one sequence they went through, sorry, where they...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, remember they kicked the field goal? They missed it in the second half. It's like, You have what? You have no yards, or you had negative yards, sack, missed field goals. What happened on that sequence there? And the sack, he barely got out. I mean, he barely got his feet underneath him before Myles Garrett was there. Sorry, Tone. Go ahead.
But I'm watching the Kansas City against Cincinnati. Trey Hendrickson is having his way.
Yep.
Baltimore's offensive line has been shaky. Pittsburgh's offensive line has been shaky. And the more and more I watch around the league, Brock Purdy was sacked 6 or 7 times the whole in these first 2 weeks of the year. And what I'm wondering is, can this get fixed league-wide, or are these teams just going to dink and dunk or get their quarterbacks out of the pocket to try to avoid catastrophe on these drives?
We have had these years, and I think that maybe the latter is probably going to happen. We've had these years, and I've waited for it to catch up, and it really hasn't caught up with us until recently, where you've had some exceptional offensive linemen who have been able to step in and fill the void. Guys like DeJuan Jones, who had his cramping issue of what happened last week or on Sunday against Jacksonville. But you've had a legitimate offensive line. But right now, you know, I'm missing something over there on the left side. And I've already said too much. I don't know what's happening. But yeah, I'm losing my patience too with the left tackle position. That's all there is to be said about it. And that's where I'm going to leave it there. You guys can this is one of those Easter eggs. You guys can read between whatever lines you want to. All right, Tone, you had a complicated thought about Patrick Mahomes. I kept saying I was going to get to this. I got to hear this.
This is tough for me to say because people are going to get really annoyed because I was sitting there watching the Bengals, rooting for the Bengals to win on Sunday, knowing that that's probably worse for the Browns in the division.
I think I know why you were doing it, but go ahead.
Because I need to see Kansas City look vulnerable, and I need to see Patrick Mahomes have a chance to actually lose to somebody.
Yep.
Because until we see that, then what is everybody going to say, and not just here, but around the league, but especially here, what is everybody going to say every week that Deshaun Watson throws for 180, 200, 175, 220, and we beat teams like Jacksonville? What is everybody going to say? Well, we're still not going to beat Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
Until we see Kansas City look vulnerable and then see other teams step up and beat him,
yep,
then it's going to seem hopeless for the rest of the NFL.
You need a blueprint. You're looking for a blueprint. That's what you're looking for. You need a blueprint on how to beat Kansas City. Now, hey, we can't look past our opponents. Like, I'm not taking anybody lightly. I'm not taking the Giants lightly, and I should. They're terrible. But I'm not going to take them lightly. But I agree with you. You need a blueprint on how to beat Kansas City. And I don't know if there is one. The Patriots were able to beat him. All right, that was Tom Brady. Tom Brady was the cheat code in his own right. So unless I have Tom Brady at the peak of his powers, then I'm not going to really be able to beat them with any sort of consistency. It's a team that's scary. And the reason that they're scary is that you're seeing Travis Kelce at the end of his career. Mm-hmm. There's full faith and confidence that Brent Veach and Andy Reid will be able to replace him like they've been able to replace countless others.
Well, they just gave Noah Gray a big contract. He's the backup tight end.
Exactly.
He got $36 million.
Like, they've been able to replace countless others with him. And there's guys, I'm sure, like, I'm not as in tune to the Chiefs as Owen is. I'm sure there's some Chiefs players that fans aren't over the moon with, but he just makes them look better. So we just assume everybody in a Chiefs jersey is an all-pro because he makes them. And they're good players. There's a lot of good players on that team.
But it's not just that he makes them look better. They go out with a confidence that I don't think a lot of other players in the league have because they know he's back there and he's going to make something happen.
They can play loose because they're not afraid to make
very
a mistake.
Much so.
Because you have a defense, right,
and
like
you know,
with the Browns.
If you do make a mistake, he's a guy that can overcome your mistake.
Exactly.
If it's early enough in the game.
Yes. If you have turnovers here and the Browns have had trouble getting turnovers on their defense, if you have turnovers, it's difficult. I mean, the Browns are, I couldn't believe this stat, they're 15-2. Earl the Pearl put this out there. They're 15-2 when they commit no turnovers. So you have to have basically, and even though they had 12 penalties, you have to have a relatively clean sheet to be able to win football games with the type of quarterbacking that they've had over 4 years of Kevin Stefanski. 4-2 games. I mean, that's difficult to do. So, Lima, what you're saying, that's complicated, but I don't want to root for the Bengals, but I would be interested to see them win so I can see a blueprint of how to beat them.
As I was talking about that on social media on Sunday, I saw Browns fans jumping up and down, ha-ha, Joe Burrow, and I'm like, he's the one guy that can do it. And if he can't do it, then what? Can nobody do it? Josh Allen can't do it. Lamar Jackson can't do it. So how does the rest of the NFL, what do we just have to hope for that Mahomes gets injured, that he gets concussed, that he tears his ACL? No, nobody wants to do that, even though secretly, if that were to happen, the rest of the fans in the AFC would be sending text messages to their friends.
Blood in the water.
Why?
Yep, there'd be
Super
blood
Bowl,
in the water.
It can happen.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.